Welcome to Newsfix, where we spend hours going through the news so you don't have to.
A complex legacy, another fatality, a further escalation of tensions, and a growing fear climate targets won't be met. It's Friday, November 12th. Here's your Newsfix. South Africa's last apartheid president, F.W. de Klerk, died Thursday at the age of 85. People are very divided about him. De Klerk came to power in 1989 while the country's racist system was ongoing, a system he once firmly supported. However, by the early 1990s, he made changes that ultimately led to the release of Nelson Mandela from prison and brought about the end of apartheid. Some say he was very brave to bring about that change at the time, others consider him a political opportunist. Following his death on Thursday, a recent video of him was released where he once again apologised for his previous support of apartheid. He said, quote, "I, without qualification, apologise for the pain and the hurt and the indignity and the damage that apartheid has done to black, brown and Indians in South Africa." For anyone unaware of what apartheid was, between 1948 and 1991, there was a formal system of apartheid in South Africa, where segregation between black and white people led to a deeply divided society. White people had access to the best facilities and education, etc., while marriage between a black and a white person was illegal. Now, a 22-year-old attendee of the Astroworld Festival in Texas last weekend died of her injuries on Thursday, bringing the current death toll to 9. According to The Hollywood Reporter, all those who died at the concert were between the ages of 14 and 27. A 9-year-old boy remains in a medically induced coma. Rapper Travis Scott is now facing a lengthy number of lawsuits as the fallout over how the event was conducted continues. In some other quick updates, tensions continue to escalate between Belarus and the European Union over the thousands of migrants stranded at the Belarus side of its border with Poland. Remember that the EU accused Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko of orchestrating this crisis. The EU have also threatened further sanctions on Belarus in response. In terms of what's new on this story, Lukashenko is now threatening to cut gas supplies to the EU if they do impose those further sanctions. And Julian Assange and his partner have been granted permission to get married in Belmarsh prison, where he has been since April 2019. The pair were in a secret relationship for years and even had two children together while he spent years claiming refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. The Queen will attend a Remembrance Sunday service this weekend after taking a couple of weeks off from official duties to rest. And looking to today's agenda, another round of talks between the UK and the European Union over the Northern Ireland Protocol are set to take place in London later. Despite the European Union offering to make changes to the protocol, the UK government wants further adjustments to be made. In recent days, both the EU and the Irish government have expressed concerns the British government might trigger Article 16, which would suspend parts of the protocol. And it's a story that we'll keep an eye on across the weekend. In climate coverage, after 2 weeks, the COP26 climate change conference comes to an end later today. We've included a list in the newsletter of some of the achievements from the summit leaders will point to, which include a commitment to reduce methane emissions by 30% by 2030, a surprise cooperation agreement between China and the US to work together on tackling climate change, a commitment from more than 40 countries to quit coal, and an agreement between 110 countries who represent 85% of the world's forests to end deforestation by 2030. In terms of what specifically we're keeping an eye on today is to see if negotiators can strengthen the declaration of commitments from countries to tackle climate change and global warming. The top story on BBC News this morning reports a, quote, fear of failure that the target of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees won't be met. On the pandemic, two quick updates. Ireland's NPHET has advised that people should work from home again wherever possible. And in Austria, the country is reportedly days away from introducing a lockdown for those who are unvaccinated. According to Reuters, about 65% of the country's adult population is fully vaccinated, but daily cases are at a record high. And in media matters, there are multiple reports TV presenter Eamon Holmes is set to leave ITV's this morning and present his own show on GB News. There's yet to be official confirmation of it, but a GB News presenter tweeted that she is so looking forward to working with him. Holmes and his wife, Ruth Langsford, had a presenting role on This Morning for 15 years. And lastly, in the newsletter this morning, we've ended on a little lighter note of a behind-the-scenes look at some of the very serious meetings that we do here at Newsfix. Have a great weekend. That's today's fix. Have a great day.